Shalom Aleichem. Today we are learning Mishnayot 8 and 9 in Chapter 4 of Avodah Zarah. Lokhin Gut Be'uta. A Jew could purchase a gut. Now, gut is a wine press. Be'uta means it was stepped on. Basically, he's buying the contents of a wine press, the squished grapes, Mina Ovid Kochavim, from the idolater. Af al pi, even though shu notel biado, even though he's scooped some up with his hands, v'noten l'tapuach, and put them up on the pile of squished grapes so they could drain better, so the juice could drain better. Now, we just learned, there's a thing called yayin nesech. That's when the pagans pour out wine for the sake of their deities. And even if a pagan is touching wine, it's stam yenam, and it is not allowed to drink it. So how can a Jew buy these squished grapes that are oozing grape juice already? So the Mishnah says, "Ve'enu nasa yayin nesech," because really it does not become wine of libations, "ad sheyered lebor," until the juice trickles down the pipe or the ramp and goes into the bor, the pit, or the holding cistern for the juice. So what's going on, and the art school has a little picture here, is the stomping of the grapes takes place in one area, and then the juice trickles down a ramp into the bor, into the holding cistern, where this juice will then ferment into wine. So when it's still up in the squishing area, it's not considered wine, it's not considered juice, it's not legally significant. No self-respecting pagan would perform a libation with that stuff. It's not ready yet. It has to go down to the bor first. The Mishnah knows, yara the bor, whatever juice has already trickled down to the bor, masha babor aser, that is already considered forbidden as stam yenam, yayin nesech, v'shar mutter. But the rest of the, you know, the raw wine, the juice and the grapes that are still oozing, that would still be mutter as long as it's not trickling down into the bor yet, the Jew could still use it. Now the Bartnura points out, this is Mishnah Rishona. This is the first version. He ain halacha. The partner says this was not the final halacha. This was before they decided the halacha is not like this. He says really the halacha is once the juice starts oozing out of the grapes, nasa yayin nesech, then it's immediately considered yayin nesech, even if it's not yet in the bor. So again, we don't paskin halacha lamaisa from the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, it's very valuable to learn Mishnayot and learn all of the concepts and the terminology and the ideas of Chazal, but don't try to paskin, grape-stomping shilas with pagans based on the Mishnah alone. Consult your local Orthodox vintner. On to Mishnah 9. Dorchin im ovid kochavim begot. A Jew could join a pagan who's stepping on grapes in the wine press. Now, this is, the Mefarshim say, assuming the pagan started first and has already caused tuma, caused contamination to these grapes, then there's no problem of the Jew coming in also and stepping on the grapes with him and stomping on them. And again, this Mishnah is in accordance with the previous Mishnah that said that this juice oozing out, being stomped out right now, is not yet considered wine until it gets to the bor. But again, the halacha is not like this, actually. But here the Mishnah is teaching us, since the pagan has already caused ritual contamination, tum'ah, to these grapes, there's no problem originally for the Jew to be stepping on them. Aval, but the Mishnah adds, lo botrinimo. You can't pick the grapes with the pagan, because the picking also involves putting them into the gat, into the press, where they'll be stomped on. So basically you're setting them up to become tame. You pick the grapes, and unless they're wet already, They're pure, they're tahor, they're not tame yet, but you stick them in that gat, in that area where they're going to get stomped on by the pagans, then you're setting them up to become tame. We do not cause tuma or put produce in a situation to become tame, to become impure in Eretz Yisrael, because then the tithes would be impure and can't be given properly. Now, so far we were discussing a Jew working with a pagan. Now, what about this? Yisrael shu osei betuma. A Jewish person, but he's making his wine in impurity. He's not careful to make sure everything's pure. You know, he's an Abba Aretz and he's making it for his own use. He's not making it to bring to the temple or to sell to other people. So he's doing everything with impurity. Lo dorchin, a educated Jew who learns Mishnah Yomi should not step on the grapes with him, lo botanimo, and also should not pick grapes with him, because again, you're causing a situation where the produce of Eretz Yisrael becomes ritually contaminated, and the tithes, the meiser, and the truma will be improper. But you could help him bring his empty barrels to the wine press, and once he fills up the barrels with his tamei wine that he's going to use for himself, you could help him schlep those barrels home. That's okay. One of the concepts we see is the importance given to knowing the halachic boundaries, where we don't help another Jew do something wrong, but we still try to help him any way we can if it's not going to be aiding and abetting a problematic activity. So a Jew who's well-educated should certainly try to befriend and assist and simply be nice and be a mensch to Jews who are not yet educated. And that's really the only way to get Am Yisrael closer to Hashem, is not by giving people speeches and criticism, but by trying to help them in ways that are halachically acceptable. Finally, the Mishnah brings a similar concept, Nachtom, a baker, Shuose Betuma. He's a Jewish baker, and he bakes his dough in Tuma, like his kneading bowl is impure. So, okay, he's not a chaver, he's not bringing it to the temple, he's not selling it to people, it's just for himself, fine. Lo loshin v'lo orchinimo. So someone who is well-educated should not be kneading or arranging, shaping the bread with him, because you're helping him to contaminate this dough. Aval, but what you can do is molichin imo pat lepalter. You could help him carry his bread to the shopkeeper, carry his bread home. Once it's already been baked in Tuma, it's Tamei, so you might as well give your friend a hand and just simply be a mensch to everyone. Yisher kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.